Good morning, church. How does it feel to leave home and come around and still see faces that you've missed over a long time? It's been 3 months. Wow, can we put our hands together for God? He has kept every one of us. We're happy today. We're not announcing to you that it's a sad story that we lost someone. God has kept every one of us. In a small language, just tell God, thank you. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for keeping my family. Thank you for keeping friends. Thank you for keeping loved ones. People who are richer than us, people who are stronger than us, people who have more influence politically than us, they are gone. But we just want to thank you, Lord, for making room for us. Your grace has been sufficient. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. This morning, in the light of God's word, we have the title, It's Coming Back. Title this message, It's Coming Back. You're going to turn your Bibles with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. For those who know the story, it's a very, very troubling one. But in it all, the name of the Lord is glorified. 1 Samuel chapter 30. I won't be able to read the entire verses, but we'll read from verse 1. I'll make some skips, and then we'll be coming back to the scripture. That will be our guiding scripture for today's message. It's coming back. Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burnt it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were with them. From small to great, they did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire. And their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. I'll move to verse 8. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Verse 9. And so David went, he and the 600 men who were with him. They came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued. He and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were so weary that they could not cross the brook of Besor. I go to verse 18. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. David recovered all. We just have been through a very troubling time. A troubling time that has shaken a lot of people in different fronts. Financially, people have been shaken. Economically, they have been shaken. In their health, we have been shaken. In our health, we've been shaken. Because some people have had to run several tests to be sure that they are fine. Some people have been so afraid that they thought they may have contracted the virus. The educational system was shaken. As we speak, schools are not in session because we're trying to protect our children. The enemy had come and are taking a lot from people. There are people who currently do not have a means of livelihood. Not because they have committed a sin, but because the job they were doing didn't match the protocols that have been set by the government. Those who were running event centers, people could no longer gather. So if you had a very big event center hall, or hall, and you've been living on it, obviously, no financial gain is going to come from there. So finances were grounded. Even to go to the bank became a problem. Even when you have money, to go there and collect your money became a problem. You see those elderly people who couldn't use some of these electronic solutions and all that, they were still struggling to go inside the banking hall. You will see them in front of the banks with canopies there, and they will be struggling to find their way in. Everything became a trouble, became a problem. And people started losing. People that had made investments in certain sectors started losing. People who were in the hospitality business had a lot of losses. So things started fading away from our hands. Some jobs people were doing, they could no longer continue, especially when the lockdown was very, very strong. Now, people had to lose their jobs. Some people had to take salary cuts. Look, if you're going to keep the job, 50% is what you're going to take. And then you need to readjust your life, your lifestyle. You need to readjust it to the spending that is now available. It became evident that we had lost a lot. We had lost a lot. Some people had lost an opportunity to travel. It was just at the brink of maybe leaving the country, maybe for educational pursuit, maybe for whatever reason, that they could no longer travel. Nobody was going to welcome you because they didn't even know what you are bringing to their country. They have enough trouble. They can't take your own trouble. And so a lot of people had been in very difficult situations. Some had even contemplated suicide because they've been depressed. They've been depressed. You might not know, but if you had been at home for 2-3 days and there's nothing to eat, you will understand better. Those who were in those shoes will know what we're talking about. It was a pain all right there on their neck. It was as if somebody was kneeling on their neck. But then there is a word of hope. David was away, running from Saul. In fact, he went to camp with the Philistines. At a time, he pretended to be a madman so that they can just allow him have peace. And as he was there, it became evident the Philistines were not comfortable with him. This is the same man that killed our Goliath, the big man of Philistine. Ah, this guy needs to go. And so they had to let him go. And he got back to Ziklag, only to find out that the city had been turned around. How do you feel as a father? You come home and you find your wife no more. You find your children no more. And the house is burnt. It was a time of distress. Just like some people woke up and find that they no longer have jobs. Some people woke up and found out that their health was threatened. Very troubling times, challenging times. The Bible says, and David and the people that were with him cried. And some of people are here, they are crying. They're wearing nice faces, but inside they are crying. They are crying because the enemy has taken something away from them. I don't know what it is, but there is something that the enemy are taking away. And it's giving you pains. Is it your health? Is it your finances? Is it a loved one? And it's paining you to the deepest part of your bone marrows. Now, why would this happen? You can imagine what will be running in the mind of David. The Bible says, all the guys that were there, they have something that they had lost. Either they are taking their children, they are taking their wife, they are taking their daughter, they are taking their son. And they cried, and cried, and cried. The Bible says he got to a stage. You know, they looked at David. You know, the leader is always like the sacrifice. They were about to stone him like, something needs to happen now. You need to figure out a solution. Just like all of us depended on the president. Oh, so the crisis had come. What is going to happen? They needed to evolve solutions to cushion the effect of the pandemic. So they looked at David. They were almost stoning him. Brothers and sisters, the guy is also grieved. His two wives had been taken away. So he wasn't spared. He wasn't spared. In one way or the other, the pandemic currently now has had a toll on everyone. Has a toll on everyone. Some very strong, some very mild. Now look at you. You're seated with your nose covered. It's not our way of life normally. Maybe some of us wouldn't have washed our hands. Now we're forced to. The new normal has come. But there is a word of hope in God's word. And that is why you must always be friends with the word. Because the word works. The Bible says in verse 8. Before I go to verse 8, let's go to verse 6. The Bible says, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and his daughters, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. So as everybody had gone through a very terrible time, maybe the joy you have had been taken away because you just lost a loved one. Maybe your peace had been taken away. You just heard that they're going to sack 50 people in your office. You don't know if you're going to be there. Or maybe it's your health. You just went for a checkup and they said, you need to come back again. There's something we need to check again. And you are worried, what could it be? Or you just lost a job opportunity. Maybe you've been given a letter. You are supposed to have resumed. And now, in the wake of the crisis, they have canceled your appointment. You are greatly grieved. You are in distress. And you have thought about it. Where is God? Where is God? Why would this happen? After many years I've been waiting, now look at what is happening again. The Bible says, and David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. The first thing, you need to strengthen yourself in God. Strengthen yourself because your God is a God that has strength. In him is strength. He is able to do all things. So you need to strengthen yourself in the Lord your God. That is the first example David laid for us. So where do you put your strength? So when things happen, when the enemy takes something away from you, just like 2 weeks back, while I was teaching on John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is the work of the enemy. He has no other job. Steal, kill, destroy. Steal. Steal away your joy. Steal away your peace. Steal away your finances. Steal away your spiritual growth. You become as if you are nothing. That is the goal of the enemy. To steal, to kill, to destroy. And in it all, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. So where do you put your strength? And some of us, the next thing is our strength goes to our parents. Oh, daddy, you need to come and help me now. Now I need your help. Your strength goes to your uncle. Oh, my uncle, you've been in Abuja for long. Now I need your help. Some of us, our strength goes to the doctors. Oh, doctor, I rely on you. I trust you. You are a consultant. I believe strongly you will know how to go your way around this so that my health can be restored. But David strengthened himself in the Lord is God. This is where your strength should go. The Lord God of heaven and earth. The one that is able to do all things. So the first thing, strengthen yourself. Yes, you are weak. Yes, you are down. Yes, you have lost something. Strengthen yourself in the Lord your God. Know fully well that there is nothing that can happen to you that God doesn't know about. Right? Your sons and daughters in his hands. Have you seen a father who just abandons his sons and daughters? They care for them. And so if our earthly parents can do this, how much more God? And so you need to strengthen yourself in the Lord your God. And the next step you need to take is to inquire from the Lord. So God, what is happening? Is there something you want me to know? Is there something you want me to realize? Is there something I have missed? Have I committed a sin? Did I make a mistake? Was I careless? There is something you want to show me. I want to know. Inquire of the Lord. Inquire. Ask him. Even if it takes you locking yourself in your room for several days, trying to find answers to the question, what did I do wrong? What went wrong? And David inquired of the Lord. And immediately he inquired, the Lord gave response. Oh, I can imagine if David didn't inquire. Do you know he would spend 30 days crying? Just like some of us do. We spend many days crying, wailing, weeping. But yet we didn't realize, why am I not asking God questions? Shebi is my father. I have a father. Why am I not asking him questions? If my father refused to pay my school fees, I should ask him rather than go to school and sit in the front of the class and be crying. I should say, Daddy, what did I do wrong? Why didn't you pay my school fees? Oh, you misbehaved. Oh, that is what happened. I apologize. I need you to pay my school fees so I can get back to school. And that is the way we should treat God. Just like our fathers. God, what did I do wrong? Let me know so I can correct and amend my ways. Is there something? Oh, you didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I am building you up. I am strengthening you. There is something ahead that you need all this strength and energy now to be able to face. And so he inquired of the Lord. And he says, shall I pursue? That question is the best question any man can ask God. Shall I pursue? Shall I pursue means, should I take the next step? What step am I supposed to take? Now, if you do not ask that question and you take a step, you can take a step in the wrong direction. Number one, you waste resources. Number two, you waste time. Number three, you can waste your life. If you don't ask the question. So he wanted to be sure. Let me know what I'm going to do. Now there is a problem. But God, what should I do? Shall I pursue? And God told him, yes, you can pursue. Now, in your pursuance, you also have to be sure of what extent God wants you to go. Should I go to Lagos? That's your question. Should I relocate out of Ibadan? And God will answer you, yes, you can. Now, if you ask God, should I relocate out of Ibadan? And he says, yes. You don't know where you are supposed to relocate to. Is it Kano? Is it Kaduna? Is it Canada? Or is it Austria? So, you have to be very sure to ask the next question. So, shall I overtake? So, if I pursue, Will I meet them and overtake them? Overtake at that instance means, will I be able to get to where they are and take custody? And God said, yes, you will overtake. Ah, that's exciting. So you mean if I leave Ibadan, I will be going to Lagos. Now when I get to Lagos, there is an opportunity for me. Will I recover all? Three questions. Shall I pursue? Will I overtake? Will I recover all? And God answered all three questions. Let us learn to ask God questions. Ask God questions. Don't go and be asking one man somewhere. How can you have a father who is not talking to you, but is talking to one man who doesn't know you? And you go and sit before one priest or one minister of one kind. And he says, now let me see into you. And they use demonic spirit to look into your life. And they are telling you things. Say, ah, don't move or don't leave Ibadan. Don't. But you are not even listening to what God is telling you. Why are you a son or a daughter? His promises. He has given us the same right as he gave to Jesus Christ, his son, to sit at his right hand. He has given us such right and privilege by adoption. Because we became born again, we move from darkness to his marvelous light. So why are you not asking God questions? Shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? Will I recover all? And he told him, yes. And the Bible talked about David pursuing. In the process of pursuing, some men will drop. Some of the people who you believe and rested on, they will drop by the way. The uncle that you thought is the one that will help you to get the visa, he will tell you he's no longer interested. 200 men became weary. 200 men became weary. Some of the team members you had gathered together to say, we will do this. As things begin to happen, you will find out that some of them are no longer there. It is normal. Don't feel bad. Don't feel broken. Don't feel disappointed. Be strong. Build your strength in the Lord your God, and you will see the difference. Except if God didn't tell you to take that action. If he told you, he's going to back you up, irrespective of whatever happens. 200 men, they became weary. It is not their fault. So what did David do? He went with 400. And they went. 400 men. And they held somebody who gave them guide to where they are taking captives to. And they went and attacked them. Brothers and sisters, David took this battle from twilight till the end of day of the second day. And he said, no one escaped except those who got camels and ran away. But every other man that has leg that wanted to run, they didn't allow them to run. They destroyed them all. And the Bible says he recovered everything. The Bible recorded it very clearly. Nothing, nothing was missing. They got all the spoils back. So I tell you this morning, it's coming back. Whatever you have lost is coming back. Whatever you have that the enemy has taken away, it's coming back. Because you are going to do these three things. You will pursue, you will overtake, and you will recover all. In the name of Jesus. Do not be weary. Do not be weary. Do not lose faith. Do not lose hope. Now, faith is the evidence of things not seen. An assurance of something you are hoping for is faith. If he has told you, he will do it. There are some people who are still getting worried. Am I still going to get married this year? The way this COVID-19 is going, am I ever going to get married? You will get married. You will get married because it's his promise for you. He says, be fruitful and multiply. Is my business going to grow again? Yes, it will grow again. Yes, because you will pursue, you will overtake, and you will recover all. Oh, I have been going to the hospital since this crisis started. It doesn't matter. The enemy could have taken your health. The enemy could have taken away things that were normal to your life. Don't worry. There is hope. There is hope for you this morning. Because his word has said it. You will pursue, you will overtake, and you will recover. Please let us stand. Because you are going to spend a moment to pray. You are going to think about whatever it is that you have lost. I don't know what it is, you know it. But if there is anything you have lost in the wake of this crisis, in the wake of this pandemic, or there is just something else that the enemy are taking away from you, You're going to spend the next 5 minutes talking to God. Father, concerning this thing, shall I pursue? Concerning this situation, shall I overtake? Concerning this situation, will I recover all? This is you and you talking to the God of heaven, the Lord God, your strength. Just like the Bible said, and David wept. Yes, you have wept. Yes, you have cried. But now is the moment to smile, because hope has come. Because the Father had declared, you will pursue, you will overtake, and you will recover all. Speak to God. Speak to God this morning. Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair their ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers, but you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servant of our God. You shall hit the ridges of the Gentiles, and their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. In the name of Jesus. I believe God has spoken to you. I believe he's giving you guidance. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it with levity. If there's something you prayed for and he has given you a clue, please act on it. Because that is how he works. He gives you direction. He told David, pursue, overtake, and recover all. And so it happened. And therefore this morning, I declare upon everyone who has asked the Lord of one thing or the other, as you pursue, you will meet up in the name of Jesus. As you meet up, you will overtake in the name of Jesus. As you overtake, you will recover everything in the name of Jesus. For every shame you've been through, the Lord will give you double honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We appreciate you this morning. Can you put your hands together for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? For his promise are yea and amen. Glory to the name of our Lord.